Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
She couldn't look after me. And she couldn't take care of me, so she had to go back to school. She was 18 years old. And my grandparents became my parents. I used to call them Ma. You know, that's how much they meant to me. And everything that I learned, I literally learned from them. You know, as much as they were so difficult, as much as they used to chastise me and used to punish me for every time that I did something wrong. But I appreciated that so much because it made me a better person. It made me who I am today. You know, because my mom wasn't ready to take care of me. My mom literally just came into the picture within the last 15 or 20 years of my life because she could now find her strength and she was ready now to actually take care of me. She was ready to be a parent. She wasn't ready back then. She literally took me, left me at my grandparents' house and said, look after this baby. This is my child, but I'm not ready and I want to go back to school. And I appreciate that as well because now my mom is doing so well because she got education. Mm. A lot of the times people fall pregnant when they're not ready and then they drop out of school and they don't have education and they don't realize how important education is to them. You know, so as much as there are certain things that I could say that I wish I could change, but I'm really grateful for everything that has happened in my life because it has actually made me to be the person that I am. It has made me to become the strong person that I am, you know, and I like to look at myself as that.
Something funny that happened between you and your grandma. What is the funniest thing you remember?
I used to have these TV games. These TV games where I used to play Contra. I used to play like Snow Brothers, Pac-Man, Paperboy, and a whole bunch of stuff. Even Contra as well. So I used to play. Now back then, you weren't allowed to play TV games more than an hour because something went funny with the TV. It like literally would freeze, and you know it wasn't good. So now, obviously, as a kid, when you stop playing, you don't realize that you've been playing for a very long time, you know? And then my granny would come from the back. Lloyd, you're supposed to play for an hour. You've been playing for 2 hours. Put that game off, you know? And before you could save anything or any, you know, you like, okay, you have to literally shut it down. And I found it quite funny, you know, because it is just the nature of you getting away. You're getting carried away as a kid, you know, just playing games and playing TV games and Sega games. And it was just fun.
Okay, let's take a break now. Michael Jackson, superstar, one of your biggest influences, I hope. You asked for Smooth Criminal. Yeah. Why this song?
Oh, man, I love this song. I mean, you know, this is one of those songs that used to come on and you'll find me standing up and dancing.
I can see you on the bed with a broom. Playing guitar or the hairdryer.
That's me.
As a microphone, eh?
That's me. Okay. Right on.
Let's have a listen, right Michael on. Jackson. Lloyd is here with me, 37942 at a cost of R1.50. What an inspirational young man already. I'm getting goosebumps, Lloyd. Look at this. At least I got hair on my arms, eh? Can you see? Look.
Oh, look at
you. Just a way that you know what I mean? You are real.
Oh, thanks,
you know
man.
What I mean? And it comes from the heart, and you've got a lot of soul. So we've still got a long time to go until midnight. We are still in primary school, so we're going to move on to your time in high school.
Let's have some water.
Yeah, let's have some water. Michael Jackson now. From the 1987 Bad album, the one and only Michael Jackson, Smooth Criminal. Where were you, Lloyd, when you heard that Michael Jackson died? Do you remember that day?
Not exactly, but I was very, very disappointed. You know, it literally felt like my world just froze and it came to a standstill because he has been one of the greatest influential people in my life in terms of, you know, in terms of my songwriting, in terms of the way that I perform on stage, the way that I am. I mean, you've seen me. I'm very energetic.
No, I haven't seen you do the moonwalk. Yeah. Next show, moonwalk, all right.
All right, okay, cool. Jacaranda Day.
Yes, right. I want to see
on
you
that
do.
Note, if you don't have a ticket, get your tickets now. I love to dance. I love to sing. You know, I'm really passionate. In fact, on that note, in terms of dancing and singing, when I was about 11, 12 years old, there was a mall that I used to go to. It was Guamashu. Back then, it was okay. It wasn't ShopRite. It was okay. It had that, you know, that sign. And I used to go outside there and I used to dance like Michael Jackson. And I used to, you know, obviously, you know, do all these moves and try to do the moonwalk. And you were a little kid and you get a few extra bucks. And I used to take that money and go play it on the games.
Did you dress up like him as well?
No ways. No. I didn't like the.
And the people that walked past, did they wave at you and did they like what you were
people
doing?
People love that. You know, people love kids dancing. Mm. You know, when you're that young and you're so passionate about music, people respect that and they love it for what it is. And I had a few guys with me, you know, obviously my best friend back then, who also loved Michael Jackson just as much. And we just did it because, you know, it was Michael Jackson and everybody just wanted to hear anybody doing something by Michael Jackson. It was just incredible. Mm.
But also the crossover appeal, black and white and orange, but everybody loved his music. And he was the first dude that brought in, they say Slash played on there, but he didn't, but Eddie Van Halen. You know, he brought rock and roll into that kind of soul music as well. So all the rockers enjoyed what he did.
Yeah.
You know, and the people who like R&B and hip hop, all kinds of stuff. I mean, everything went on that Bad album, I must say. Brilliant. Master.
I really admire that because, you know, that's my passion as well. I mean, if you listen to my music, if you listen very carefully, even in terms of my latest album that I released, it's called Grey Matter. And the reason that I called it Grey Matter is because I mixed black and white together. Mm. I mean, my Afrikaans is not so good, but I tried singing in Afrikaans because I want to embrace that culture. I sing in isiZulu, which is my mother tongue, and I sing in English as well. And I do a lot of stuff where I'm mixing pop music with Maskanda guitars, and I'm bringing in a different stuff. And I love the fusion, and I love to embrace the different diversity of that we have here in South Africa. It's just something very amazing about that. And I think that a lot of people don't understand what a beautiful country that we're living in. They don't understand, you know, how much we've actually grown and so much that we have to offer, you know. And Michael Jackson was one of those people that actually was able to really become diverse. He was loved by both black and white people. Mm. You know, it wasn't just doing music for the sake of just trying to be appealing to one specific audience. He did music that was appealing to everybody. And I think that's the beauty of music. Sometimes you can sing a song and people who don't even understand the language, there's a song that I sing, which is called Tando. And I've heard a lot of people who don't understand the language. People who came up to me and said, wow, Lord, we don't know what you're talking about, but there's something that I just love about the song. And I can really connect with that song. You know, it really speaks to my heart. And that's how powerful music is. And sometimes we forget, you know, how powerful music can really do. You know, I mean, music can literally heal you, if I can put it that way. It can make you feel better. You know, if you're having a really crappy day, it can really turn your day around and make you feel like, wow, you know, this day ain't so bad, you know. And that's where I really want to take my music into, where people can really connect with it at that spiritual level, rather than just where you just listen to it and it just, wow, it makes you feel good. But there's much deeper into it, you know. There's so much more.
So it's nothing like One Direction.
No. Well, they're going in different direction now. One of the guys has actually left the group. Yes. Who knows? Maybe I should just go sign up for that.
I thought they were going to open up for you when they came to South Africa, but we couldn't afford them to. But talk about Michael Jackson, you know, like bringing Zulu into me, all kinds of – this is Africa, so I think it's important that all bands – to sound like an American band, to go to America, I don't know. Rather take that African sound, even if you put a penny whistle and you're a heavy rock band, put a penny whistle in there, you know what I mean, just to mix things up. But look at Johnny Clegg, he sang in Zulu. I didn't know what the hell he was singing about, but I loved his stuff. It's the same kind of thing.
Absolutely.
I mean, did you ever listen to Johnny Clegg's music? I mean, I know you like Mango Groove a lot. We got one of the Mango Groove songs. But was Johnny Clegg and the kind of music that he wrote, whatever, was that a big influence as well?
Yeah, absolutely. That Scattered in South Africa, Scattered in Africa, that song. Oh, man, you know, Johnny Clegg, you know, he's one of those guys, when he walks into the room, I get scared. Like, I get nervous, like, because I have so much respect for him. Mm. Like, I would start sweating underneath my arms because, you know, he's Johnny Clegg, you know. I have so much of an admiration for him. It's amazing. You know, people don't understand how much, I mean, he's accomplished so much and he has become, you know, he's an icon in the music industry. And it's quite sad that I feel that he should be so much more further than where he is now. You know, people listen to stuff that's coming on now, and he wrote songs that were literally from the struggle. You know, he spoke about stuff that was really life-changing stuff, stuff that was South Africa going through. You know, he didn't just write music because of about a girl and a boy, I love you and you love me, and I do that too.
I mean, Scatlings of Africa, just the titles of your song.
Oh, man, it's deep. Mm. It's really deep. It's, and even his progressions in terms of the musicality that he has, you know, progressions and his chords. You can listen to this guy and you know, hey, this guy is not just using G, E minor, C, D chords. Mm. You know, if you're a musician, you'd understand what I'm saying. But he was really doing stuff that was really far deeper than just the basic chord progressions and the stuff that you hear being played on radio nowadays. Mm. I mean, he was tapping into people's soul, into people's heart and mind, and he was challenging people and he was talking to people at that level. And that's what made him so great. It's at that level. You know, I don't know how much more I can express.
Have you ever performed with him?
Yes, I did.
On the same stage? Did you do a song together?
Yeah, well, we have. Yeah, actually about a few weeks back in Cape Town, I did something with Swing City.
Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda.